James are here in the studio this evening. Tim, Jim and Larry. Larry, I was going to ask you, you were the first out of you three to leave the band. You left in 1995. How did you feel when more material started to come out? How did that feel for you? Did you kind of resent it? Did you avoid it?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of ignorance. I didn't go and seek out the albums. I got a couple of copies of Millionaires and I'm Pleased to Meet You. And it was a strange reaction. I don't know. It was not having the involvement in it. I didn't feel connected. And they weren't favourite albums of mine. I would be honest. <You know.
laughs> but looking back now, do you regret that you left at that point?
There are elements that I regret. I mean, because I don't regret the decision that I made, but I can see that because of the decision that I made, things took a turn that if I'd have known that, I don't necessarily think I would have encouraged that to happen.
So the answer is yes, you do regret it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
No point regretting all that stuff. And Tim, you said earlier, obviously earlier this evening, that you actually found Larry leaving the band, you know, quite obviously a difficult thing to get across, and that unbalanced the band in some way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Larry's an amazing guitar player, one of my favourite ever guitar players. And, you know, you lose someone like that from a band and you're like, what the hell are we going to do? I mean, we brought in two people to replace him, and in one respect they didn't, or they weren't able to, I don't think, in some ways. We work better as a three in that respect.
Yeah, it messed up our relationship as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Things got messy and we kind of brought the other guys in, which kind of just made it even worse, really. I mean, I love the music we came out with at that point, and I think that's one of the things that's inspiring me now. It's almost like we became much better musicians through that period, but in working in quite a dysfunctional setup. And it's almost like now it feels like, well, take those great musicians, and what happens if you're not working in a dysfunctional way? And what happens if you try really hard? Like, how good can you become?
Yeah, and ironically, throughout all that chaos, I think Pleased to Meet You is one of the best albums we ever made. And I don't know how we made it. I think Brian Eno definitely extended our life in James, because it was always a pleasure working with him. And he knew how to get the best out of everybody, even if there were kind of warring factions. He just kind of brushed that off and just got the best out of everybody.
So let's hear She's a Star, which from the Dysfunctional Years. This is James are live in the studio, and very kindly you're going to do this version acoustically for us again this evening. This is She's a Star on XFM Manchester.